Read it, and if you would, please turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, we're going to begin with the 20th verse and go to verse 29. If you're using the Bibles in front of you, you will find that on page 703. Matthew 26, verse 20, we read these words. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him, one after the other, "Surely not I, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." Jesus answered, "Yes, it is you." While they were eating, Jesus took the bread, and gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, and gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." Great passage of Scripture, and look forward to seeing what God does through his remembrance of communion. God bless.
If you have your Bibles with you, in a few moments we're going to be sharing together in communion. And communion is such a special moment in the lifeblood of the church. Communion is probably, in my opinion, the most vital and important sharing together that takes place in the church. And it's so vital and important because it lends itself to an openness and an honesty within ourselves to our relationship with God and in our relationship to one another. Jesus thought that this moment was so special and so sacred that he established it with his disciples and then promised that he wouldn't take it again until all of the family could be together in his house. And that's in heaven. But he established it for us as a memorial, as a time to recall the great sacrifice that he has made in order that we might have life. I find it very interesting that as you read the scriptures, that Jesus was willing to share that even with one who betrayed him. Now stop and think about that. He was willing to share even with Judas. In the passage of Scripture that was read earlier this morning out of Matthew chapter 26, we read these words. "Now when evening had come, he was reclining at the table with the 12 disciples. And as they were eating, he said, 'Truly I say to you that one of you will betray me.' And being deeply grieved, they each one began to say to him, 'Surely not I.' And he answered and said, 'He who dipped his hand with me in the bowl is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man is to go just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born.' And Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, 'Surely it is not I, Rabbi.' He said to him, 'You have said it yourself.' And while they were eating, Jesus took some bread, And after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he said to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you that I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." You see, as Jesus established this memorial, he was establishing for you and I a oneness with him. And he used these symbols to help us to take a moment to remember his great sacrifice for us in order that we might have life. We should never, ever forget the great sacrifice that Jesus Christ has made. We should never, ever cheapen that sacrifice either. And as we share together in this very special moment, we need to listen to the words of the Apostle Paul as he wrote to the church at Corinth in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11. He says this, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks judgment to himself, if he does not judge the body rightly." You see, communion is a moment where we need to honestly and sincerely search our hearts and determine whether or not we are prepared and worthy to receive the elements. Because the judgment rests upon each of us. And it is not our privilege nor our responsibility to judge one another in communion. Only examine ourselves. And so we don't look around at our neighbors and say, "Hey, I don't believe they're taking communion. Why are they taking communion?" That's none of our business. It's between them and God. Just as our receiving communion is between us and God. Here at Faith Evangelical Church, we practice what's called open communion. Open communion simply means that each individual who's here is welcome to share together in communion. Whether you're a part of this church or just a visitor passing through, you are welcome to share together in communion with us. But we do strongly encourage each one to earnestly and honestly search their own heart, to search and see their personal worthiness of being able to take. I encourage you, we're going to have a few moments of just reflection time. I'm going to ask the men of faith to come, and as they come, we're going to take a moment of personal reflection time, and the particular song that we have chosen is a song that leads itself towards, or lends itself towards, that moment of personal reflection. And so I encourage you, even as the song is going on, to bow your heads and close your eyes. Don't be looking around, but simply searching your heart and asking the Lord, am I worthy? You're not perfect, nor are we. But it's not our perfection that determines our worthiness. It's God's grace and God's forgiveness. But if we are harboring sin in our hearts, we're not worthy. We're not prepared to take. So I encourage you in this moment, as you're quietly reflecting and as you are examining yourself, I encourage you to search for God. Any areas that need to be forgiven, ask God for His forgiveness so that your heart is prepared and ready and you're able to worthily share together in communion. Fellas, this time I'm going to ask if we could have our ushers come back forward again, because we're going to take some time now to share together in communion. So ushers, if you would please come. Pastor Homer, would you like to come up? Wait just a second. The scriptures that we have read this morning talked about the fact that Jesus wanted to celebrate the Passover, this great celebration of the Jews, on the night that He was betrayed. The night before His crucifixion. And He wanted this intimate moment to be a moment of gratitude, but also a moment of strength. Communion adds strength. Communion adds strength to our personal lives. Communion adds strength to our family life as a family in Christ. Communion adds strength to the universal family of God. And Jesus has promised us that there will be a unique moment, probably over and over and over, when we get to glory. And you know, that's what communion's about. Communion is about looking back at the great sacrifice that Jesus Christ went through for us. Communion is a moment of looking currently at our own spiritual life and our own spiritual walk. And communion is a moment of looking forward to the time of complete gathering together of God's family. We're going to ask the ushers if they would please distribute the elements. And then in a few moments we'll take together. So they're going to distribute the bread first, and we'll take of the bread, and then they'll distribute the cup, and we'll take of the cup. That little piece of bread that you hold in your hand is a threefold blessing. It is a blessing of the right relationship with God currently that we can enjoy. It is a blessing of gratitude in the sacrifice that was made in order that we could have our sins forgiven, clear in the past. But it's also a blessing of hope that we share together until the Lord returns. So we're looking forward to that great anticipating moment when the trumpet sounds and the sky splits wide open and our Lord and Savior comes to get us. We're going to pray for the bread and then we'll take together. Our gracious Father, thank you. Thank you for this very sacred moment. A moment that you give us. A moment that you use our memories. But then you also plug into our hope and to our anticipation. Jesus, as we take of this bread, we're remembering that physically you suffered that we could have life. Lord, thank you for this bread and for the representation that it signifies. For it's in your glorious and holy and righteous name that we pray. Amen. Would you please take together?
Passover celebration was a time to remember. To remember what God did for the children of Israel during a very, very tough time in their lives. They were slaves. And blood played a part in that celebration and that remembrance. Because we remember from what the Bible tells us that there was blood that was shed and smeared on the doors. And any house that had that blood on the doors, the angel of death would pass over. This cup represents the blood of Christ, which at Passover was shed for us so that the angel of death would pass over us. We would have life eternal with him. And one day, as the scripture told us this morning, we'll be drinking this cup with him in heaven. The Jews had a wonderful song that they sang at the end of the celebration. It said, next time in Jerusalem. Our song is next time in New Jerusalem. Next time with God. The blood that is represented in this cup is the blood of redemption. It's to wash our sins away. And the Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sin. So as we take this cup, let us remember the blood that was shed for us, that caused us to have life eternal, and have that be gone from the slavery of sin and into a glorious life and a glorious celebration in the promised land that God has for us. Let us take together. Father, as we take this moment and drink of this cup and look forward to that cup where we'll be sharing with you around the table, and all of our brothers and sisters will be there, and all of the family will be gathered, and we'll have a great celebration with you. Lord, help us as we take this cup to remember that that blood was not only shed for us, but for many that we know. God, as we remember what you did for us, let us also remember that you did it for them as well, and to go out and reach as many people as we can with that great message of salvation that you have for them. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you please stand? I'm going to ask you to please take your hymnals and open up to number 602. And Matt's going to come and lead us in our song of benediction. But we're going to pray, and then you'll be dismissed. I want to thank you for being here today. And I trust that as you leave the service today, you'll leave with that attitude of heart that it was good to have been in God's house, sharing together with God's people. and that you leave feeling blessed by God's presence. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, thank you. Thank you for these, your people. Thank you for the privilege of worshiping together. Father, thank you for your willingness to come and meet with us. And Lord, we know that you are meeting with many, many churches throughout this world and celebrating the great day of the Lord. Now, Father, as we leave this place today, may we leave with a resolve and a commitment to keep ourselves pure before you and honorable in all of life. So, Father, dismiss us from this place, but not your presence. Dismiss us with your love. Dismiss us with the amazing grace that only you can pour out. Father, we'll give you praise and we'll give you thanks. For it's in the awesome and the holy name of Jesus we pray, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen. Matt, would you please lead us?